Quantifying 100 Years of Gender and Ethnic Stereotypes. Dan Jurevsky is the co-author of the book Speech and Language Processing, which is one of the most influential books for studying natural language processing. Together with a few colleagues at Stanford University, he discovered in 2017 that word embeddings can be a powerful tool to systematically quantify common stereotypes and other historical trends. Word embeddings are a technique that translates words to numbered vectors in a multidimensional space. Vectors or words that appear next to each other indicate a similar meaning. All numbers will be grouped together, as well as all prepositions, persons' names, or professions. This allows for the calculation of words. You could subtract London from England, and your result would be the same or similar to subtracting Paris from France. An example in their research shows that the vector for the adjective honorable is closer to the vector for man, whereas the vector for submissive is closer to woman. These stereotypes are actually automatically learned by the algorithm on the basis of the data it reads. It will be problematic when the pre-trained embeddings are then used for sensitive applications, such as search rankings, product recommendations, or translations. The risk is actually real, because a lot of the pre-trained embeddings can be downloaded as off-the-shelf packages. It is known that language reflects and keeps cultural stereotypes alive. Using word embeddings to spot these stereotypes is less time-consuming and less expensive than manual methods. But the implementation of these embeddings for concrete prediction models causes a lot of discussion within the machine learning community. The biased models stand for automatic discrimination. Questions are, is it actually possible to de-bias these models completely? Some say yes, while others disagree. Instead of retro-engineering the model, we should ask whether we need it in the first place. These researchers follow the third path. By acknowledging the bias that originates in language, these tools become tools of awareness. The team developed a model to analyze word embeddings trained on texts written in a period of 100 years. For contemporary analysis, they used the standard Google News Word2Vec vectors, a straight off-the-shelf downloadable package trained on the Google News dataset. For historical analysis, they used embeddings that were trained on Google Books and the corpus of historical American English, with more than 400 million words of text from the 1800s until the 2000s. As a validation set to test the model, they trained embeddings from the New York Times annotated corpus for every year between 1988 and 2005. The research shows that word embeddings capture changes in gender and ethnic stereotypes over time. They quantify how specific biases decrease over time, while other stereotypes increase. The major transitions reveal changes in the descriptions of gender and ethnic groups during the women's movement in the 1960s and 70s, and the Asian American population growth in the 1960s and 1980s. A few examples. The top 10 occupations most closely associated with each ethnic group in the contemporary Google News dataset. For Hispanic, it's housekeeper, mason, artist, janitor, dancer, mechanic, photographer, baker, cashier, and driver. For Asian, it's professor, official, secretary, conductor, physicist, scientist, chemist, tailor, accountant, and engineer. For white, it's smith, blacksmith, surveyor, sheriff, weaver, administrator, mason, statistician, clergy, photographer. The three most male occupations in the 1930s are engineer, lawyer, or architect, while the three most female occupations in the 1930s are nurse, housekeeper, or attendant. Actually, not much has changed in the 1990s. The major male occupations are architect, mathematician, and surveyor, while the major female occupations stick with nurse, housekeeper, and midwife.